Your mornings start on the right track with the Breakfast Huddle on Money FM 89.3.
Got time now for companies to watch. We take a look at potential trading ideas and market moving news. And today with us in the studio, we're speaking with Terence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital. Welcome, Terence.
Ryan.
Well, let's zoom in on the property sector. I'm looking at your fund, which you run. And among your top holdings in your fund, you've got quite a few property names. So I'm going to kick off with APAC Realty. I'm looking at its last done. It's at $1.08 and it's been trending higher over the past year. What's been pushing it up?
Well, I've been very, very bullish on the property sector since actually second half of last year. So I pumped in a lot into the second and third liners. And APAC came out, I think, in a very, very sweet situation. It listed in September last year, and I decided to take a cornerstone position. Why I like it is because it is the second largest real estate agency in town. It has over 6,000 agents, and it accounts for 25-30% of the overall market. And since I'm very, very excited about the property market, I think that it is possibly one of the best proxies to the rise in the property upturn.
And you've been seeing a lot of indicators of the property upturn?
Yes, yes, yes. And APAC, I think, given their position, they will be, that there is a very, very tight supply right now, and there's a lot of en bloc sales. There's going to be 4,000, over 4,000 displaced families that's going to come out 6 to 12 months' time, and they'll be out there looking for an apartment. And since they're flushed with cash, they probably will buy one for their favourite child too. So I believe that even if the prices don't move up by much, because APAC is very, very sensitive to volume growth, it will do well. But of course, I've got a disclaimer. You know, we came in at IPO price, we bought in at 66 cents. It's up over 60% over a five-month period. So investors at Parlin right now, they have to be very, very cautious. Do not expect the same type of growth. In fact, don't expect anywhere close to the same type of growth in the next few months.
Well, another stock you're looking at is Sing Holdings. It looks a bit range-bound over the past year. Tell us more, what does Sing Holdings do?
Well, Sing Holdings is a property developer. It is a very, very quiet property developer. But the sweet thing about it and what I like about it is that it actually bought a plot of land in September 2016, way before the feverish pitch started for the on-block sales.
Where is this plot of land?
It's in Sengkang, and he bought it at just, Sing Holdings bought it at just above $500 per square foot per plot ratio. And the developers subsequently that bought the land around it did it a great favor by buying it at between $800 and $965 per square foot per plot ratio. So that is the break-even price for Sing Holdings.
And so now, a lot of upside for this.
It wanted to launch it at about 1,000 per square foot. But after the crazy sales lately or in 2017, they decided to bump up the sales price. And I believe that this project that they have at Fernvale will sell well.
Well, we've got another stock in your holdings, Banyan Tree. Have you been staying there recently?
I last stayed there, I think, a year ago. But that's besides the point. Banyan Tree, you know, found it very, very difficult to make money over the last few years. In fact, since it listed, it's been very, very bumpy. But I think there was a game changer in late 2016, early 2017. In December 2016, it sold 5% of its stake to Accor Hotels, which is one of the biggest hotel groups in the world. And following which, in February, it entered an agreement with Wan Ker, which is the biggest property developer, to actually have a joint venture.
And China Bunker in China.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about this is that the sweet thing about this is it has gone asset light. Back then, it's bogged down by a lot of assets. The ROA, the returns on assets, was very, very low. It's pathetic. But now, because it has gone into a management role, I think that it's a very, very big difference.
Much more scalable.
Yeah, and they're going to get back money because their assets we pumped into this, the asset company, they'll rake in money and they'll start to manage it.
How about the potential rise in interest rates? Is that going to dampen property sector, do you think?
Oh, it really have to depend. If you look through history, rise in interest rates, there are two ways to look at it. One is why are the governments raising interest rates? Because the economy is doing well. And if the economy does very, very well, people are enriched, they got more money, they will start to buy more property. So it will be volatile, but I think the end game is still a big question mark. And I do believe that property will actually rise above the rest.
Right. So that's why you have so many property stocks in your funds. Well, yeah. Thanks, Terrence. So that was Terrence Wong, CEO of Azure Capital, on Companies to Watch.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.